House Democrats pass national abortion bill allowing gruesome killings up to and including when a mother is in labor. By Hannah Blow on September 24, 2021. The Democrat-led House passed a radical pro-abortion bill. The Women's Health Protection Act, which Republicans warn usurps states' rights and legalizes killings of viable unborn American babies up to and including when a mother is in labor. The measure, introduced by Representative Judy Chu, DCA, aims to protect a person's ability to determine whether to continue or end a pregnancy, and to protect a health care provider's ability to provide abortion services, according to text of the bill. It explicitly prevents the federal government and state governments from enacting or enforcing any law, rule, regulation, standard, or other provision having the force and effect of law that conflicts with any provision of the Act, notwithstanding any other provision of federal law, including the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. The bill asserts that access to abortion services has been obstructed in the United States in a variety of ways, citing restrictions that shame and stigmatize people seeking abortion services, among other claims. The bill states that restrictions to abortion essentially perpetuate systems of oppression, including white supremacy. The bill did not explicitly mention the disproportionately high abortion rates in the Black population. A 2016 study published in the Open Journal of Preventive Medicine found abortion accounting for 61.1% Black deaths. The bill continued. Reproductive justice seeks to address restrictions on reproductive health, including abortion, that perpetuate systems of oppression, lack of bodily autonomy, white supremacy, and anti-Black racism. This violent legacy has manifested in policies including enslavement, rape, and experimentation on Black women, forced sterilizations, medical experimentation on low-income women's reproductive systems, and the forcible removal of indigenous children. The bill offers a brief clarification on its use of the terms woman and women, clarifying that the act is for all people with the capacity for pregnancy, cisgender women, transgender men, non-binary individuals, those who identify with a different gender, and others. The bill passed Friday 218-211. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, is among the Republican lawmakers who voted against the bill, which his office said usurps states' rights and legalizes killings of viable unborn American babies up to and including when a mother is in labor. All the Republicans, and one Democrat, voted against the act. The bill, per his office, the bill abolishes several categories of state pro-life laws that protect the mother by requiring that abortions may only be done by physicians, implement parental consent laws, prevent the killings of unborn babies who are viable outside the mother's womb, and prohibit the killings of unborn babies based on their sex. Socialist Democrats' radical, pro-abortion position has shifted from safe, legal, and rare one, to, in some places, pro-infanticide, Brooks said in a statement, describing their extreme position as repulsive and science denial of the first order because science confirms that human life begins at conception. America is one of only 7 countries worldwide that allows abortions after 20 weeks. That puts America in the same category as notorious human rights abusers China and North Korea, he continued. That is not a record socialist Democrats should be proud of. Some of the common abortion procedures seemingly permitted under this bill include abortion pills, aspiration abortion, dilation and evacuation abortion, and induction abortion, as detailed by the Cincinnati Right to Life. A suction, or aspiration, D&C abortion is a procedure in which a suction catheter is inserted into the mother's uterus to extract the preborn baby. Tools are then used to scrape the lining of the uterus to remove any remaining parts. This procedure is performed during the first trimester, typically during 5 and 13 weeks LMP, that is 5 to 13 weeks after the first day of the woman's last menstrual period. A dilation, dilatation, and evacuation abortion, D&D, is a surgical abortion procedure during which an abortionist first dilates the woman's cervix and then uses instruments to dismember and extract the baby from the uterus. The D&E abortion procedure is usually performed between 13 and 24 weeks LMP, that is 13 to 24 weeks after the first day of the woman's last menstrual period. A third trimester induction abortion is performed at 25 weeks LMP, 25 weeks since the first day of the woman's last period, to term. At 25 weeks, a baby is almost fully developed and is considered viable, meaning he or she could survive outside the womb. For this reason, the abortionist will usually first kill the baby in utero by injecting a substance that causes cardiac arrest and induces the mother's labor to deliver her baby stillborn. The House passage of the radically left bill follows leftist outrage over the pro-life law in Texas, which bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected, a basic function the New York Times once callously referred to as embryonic pulsing.